Alpha 7 Tango Foxtrot, thanks for picking me up, no traffic.
Victor Alpha 7 Tango Foxtrot with no traffic, great signal here out in the wild west coast. All right, anybody else later missed any direction, BCNF call now. Well, hearing nothing, I don't know where the this goes along, but I think I'm going to toss it over to Ned there, KL7 Quebec, KL VA7 MJS.
All right, thank you, Mike, VA7 MJS. KL7 Quebec, Kilo, looking for any station, any direction for the BCNet, please call.
5 Kilo Charlie.
Good evening, Ken, Victor Echo 5 Kilo Charlie, any traffic, over.
You know what we're doing out here for excitement? We're going to finish off the show. The leader was trying to sell the lady in January. You just don't know. 7-3, anybody that was on the list.
Okay. Well, for my way of thinking, you can keep the snow over there, Ken. So thanks very much, Victor Echo 5 Kilo Charlie. Anybody else from any direction to this, for the PC Public Service Net, KL7QK?
Victor Echo 7 Alpha, Oscar Alpha.
Victor Echo 7 Alpha, Oscar Alpha. Good evening, sir. Any traffic?
No traffic tonight. Thank you.
Have a good evening. Thank you. Anyone else? Any direction for the BC Net, KL7QK for relay? Nothing more heard. Back to you, Harry. Victor Echo 7, Bravo Tango Papa, KL7QK.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Anybody anywhere, BCNet. This is VE7 Bravo Tango Papa. QTH is Main Island, the Angeles area, and we're looking for anybody anywhere for the BCNet.
Yeah, I'm back, Harry.
Real good. Thanks, Todd. Do you want to give it a holler for the anybody anywhere?
I'll give it a try. Any station from any direction for the BC Public Service Net. Yes, I should have. This is Victor Echo 7 Golf Club Oscar Relay for Net Control, BC Public Service Net. Any stations from any direction. Last call to station, anyone from any direction for the BC Public Service Net? I hear nothing but the 30 crowd. Back to you, Harry.
Really?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe I heard Alpha, Alpha 8, Kilo Bravo. Is that you, Michigan Mike?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike, and Florida Todd. Coming, welcome back. There's a thunderstorm in Wisconsin. I'm listening through it. It pops off about once a minute. So, under snow, 73 QRU. QRU from West Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, 73 vacuum there.
Mike, I just heard you sneak in there in between transmissions, and you got thunder snow back in there. Anyway, duly noted, Alpha Alpha 8 Kilo Bravo with no traffic yet. So back to you, Harry, VE7 Delta.
Yeah, thanks for the mic. I can't believe I missed him. He was loud and clear over this way. I don't know what happened.
Thanks,
Todd. Yeah, good evening, Michigan Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Anybody anywhere, BCNet?
VE5, Bravo Whiskey Sierra.
Bravo Whiskey Sierra of the wine variety. Good evening.
Good evening to everyone this evening, and Happy New Year to everyone. If I don't have the opportunity to call them, my show is getting the VE5
Julia over. Real good. Thanks very much. Anybody anywhere, BCNet? Anybody anywhere for the BC Net? The amount of supper I eat today, it's a bit of a struggle staying awake.
Oh, yeah, turkey for supper, eh?
No, salmon. We had turkey night before last, and last night. And tonight we had ham and scalloped potatoes.
Oh, that sounds really good, yeah. And I know that having a turkey dinner, there's a There's an enzyme in turkey. It's called tryptophan, and it makes you drowsy. And I had lots of turkey. I'm surprised I wasn't as drowsy as I was.
Oh, yeah. Anybody, anywhere, beats you nuts. Anyway, we changed out the well pump today, so that went well.
Oh, that sounds great. Was there much work involved?
Well, it's a half horse pump down 100 feet, so submersible. And so we got it down there and put the new pump in and put it all back together, and it worked.
Oh, that's great, yeah. You know, it's kind of nice when everything works at the end, in the tail end there, all the labor intents.
Yeah, seems to. Anybody, anywhere, beat you nuts. Anybody, anywhere, beat you nuts. This is the V7 Bravo Tango Papa. QTH is made out and handle is Harry. We're looking for anybody, anywhere, beefy nuts. Yeah, tomorrow we got to change out the microwave. That's going to be fun. It's a great big one over the stove, and the great big one that was there decides it doesn't want to defrost properly. It just goes on continuous instead of defrosting properly, so I got t'other one, and it's a monster. The other one was a monster, so we will be fighting with that tomorrow.
Yeah, those transformers and those things aren't exactly light. No, very good. Yeah, that's kind of nice. Is there anything to support it underneath? You got any structure to support it? Is that above the stove?
Yeah, it just hangs on the cupboard above the stove.
Roger. I wonder if there's any little contraption you can build there to support it while you bring it down to a point. And that's going to be something else to raise and lower.
No, we just pull the stove out, empty out the cupboard so we can get at it. And I took the other one out. It's sitting beside it right now, and then I'll take it down to recycle.
Yeah, Roger. What kind of microwave? I'm guessing a Mana.
No, it's the same as the one that was in there, but it was in there a long time, but it wouldn't do the defrost properly, so I got another one, basically the same thing. So it's a Korean one. Can't think of the name of them. One of the two Korean ones.
Well, Samsung?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I got a other kind of Korean TV, and it was programmed to work in the States. It needed a postal code, not a postal code, but a zip code. And if you didn't put the zip code in, it wouldn't work. So sent it back, and got the Samsung. It works just fine.
Yeah, Richard. Yeah, when you enter a postal code, hey, that's not a zip code. Won't work.
No, it's not a postal code. It wanted a zip code, not a postal code. So it wouldn't work. It wouldn't turn on. Where's the postal code, I think? This one is kind of obnoxious for turning on. But if you just turn it on and then let it sit there and play around and look for things, it comes on in about a minute and a half or two.
Yeah, Roger. Oh, I know the zip code with the five numerals, as opposed to two numerals and four letters.
Yeah, right. And the first, the second item in the postal code denotes the size of the place it's going to.
Question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Can you take a late check-in for the net?
No problem.
A VE6 Delta Whiskey Delta, and I'm really sorry I'm late. Thank you, guys.
Well, you're not late yet. Dwayne, thanks for checking.
Good evening, Wayne.
Good evening, guys.
Anybody anywhere, BCNet.
Victor Alpha 7, Uniform Mike Papa.
Uniform Mike Papa, good evening.
Yes, good evening from Port Alberni. No traffic, thank you.
Real good, thank you. Anybody anywhere, BCNet.
Victor Echo 7, Echo India Romeo.
Echo India and a Romeo, good evening.
Good afternoon, no traffic on station.
Real good. Anybody anywhere, BCNet.
India 7, India Echo Foxtrot.
Was that India Echo Foxtrot?
Roger, Roger. VU7, India Echo Foxtrot, Stan here in Abbotsford. No traffic.
Real good, Stan. Thank you. Anybody anywhere, BCNet.
Victor Alpha 7, Gulf Charlie Delta.
Good evening, George.
Good evening, Harry. No traffic up here in the north.
Way up north. Thanks, George. Anybody anywhere, BCNet. Yeah, I got a, it's a big microwave, but anyway, it's also quite heavy. So we'll just haul the electric range out of there and take all the recipe books out that are in the cupboard that hangs, that holds it up, and it'll be fine. Anybody anywhere, BCNet. This is V7 Bravo Tango Papa, QTH is Main Island. The handle is Harry, and we're looking for anybody anywhere for the BCN and that.
V7 Papa Charlie Alpha.
How's pork chops and applesauce tonight?
Doing very good, Harry. I'm just on the phone with Dan, Hotel Fox, having a good old Christmas talk. So I won't stay on, but have a good evening, my friend.
Your partner there?
What's that?
Your partner there?
Oh, no, Stuart's up in Penticton, and we're real ham, so we can't cheat.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Okay, and I had applesauce with my scalloped potatoes and ham tonight.
Applesauce with your scalloped potatoes, that sounds great. I just had leftover turkey dinner from Christmas Day, so I think we're almost done with that one.
Well, I brought the bird in out of the outside cooler and out of the outside fridge, or the chop fridge, and took all the meat off it and put it down in little freezer packs. And then I get out the double boiler and I throw the turkey and some canned turkey gravy in there. Makes a nice supper.
Sounds beautiful. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Paul. Anybody anywhere, BCNet. Anybody anywhere, BCNet. We got 85, Todd.
85, Roger, Roger.
Everybody have a good evening and thanks for the help.
Yeah, thanks for coming to the area. Very good evening to you there, and good evening to everyone. I guess Mike was there, and Ned. Thanks very much for your help there, guys. I wish everybody a fine evening. And it's 89 and 29 minutes.
Yeah. See you next week.
Look forward to it. You take care, Harry, and I'll wish you a very fine evening. I'll wish you 7-3. Good evening to Elaine.
Yeah, right.
We got a VE5 trying to check in here, by the way.
The VE5 station, go.